Australian figures show diabetes to be in the top 10 leading causes of death, accounting for around 10% of all deaths annually. 1 in 6 Australians over 65 report having diabetes, with many more going undiagnosed. In part one of this series, we'll be asking, what is type 2 diabetes? How is it different from type 1? What are the risk factors for developing type 2 diabetes? And what are the signs and symptoms? Welcome to another My Active Attitude podcast. I'm Dr. Sharon Hetherington, and if you're looking for support to be more physically active, we're here to help. If you want the latest information on exercise and successful aging, you've come to the right place. And don't forget, if you enjoy this podcast, visit us at our website at myactiveattitude.com. And join us on our mailing list for all the latest information on living a healthy and active lifestyle. Type 2 diabetes is a chronic health condition that affects the way your body metabolizes glucose. Glucose, which is also referred to as blood sugar, is a major source of energy for cells in the human body. Glucose comes from the breakdown of nutrients in the food you eat, predominantly carbohydrates. These can be simple carbohydrates, such as the sugars found in soft drinks or fruit, or complex carbohydrates, such as the starch found in bread and potatoes. When food is digested, the carbohydrates are broken down into glucose molecules that circulate in the blood and provide energy to power the cells in the body. Excess glucose is either stored in the liver or converted to fat for longer-term storage. Insulin is the hormone that controls the movement of glucose out of the bloodstream and into cells. Insulin is made in the pancreas, and in type 2 diabetes, the cells in the body become resistant to the effects of insulin. This means that glucose levels in the blood remain high for long periods. Long-term, high blood glucose levels damage the blood vessels throughout the body, causing complications that can damage the eyes, the kidneys, and the nerves, and thus doubling the risk of heart disease and stroke. Poorly managed type 2 diabetes can lead to limb amputations and premature death. How is type 2 diabetes different from type 1 diabetes? People who have type 1 diabetes do not produce any insulin from the cells in their pancreas. This means that insulin must be provided by injection to regulate glucose levels. Type 1 diabetes is a genetic condition that is usually detected early in life, whereas type 2 diabetes, which is also known as mature onset diabetes, typically develops later in life and is linked to lifestyle factors. What are the risk factors for developing type 2 diabetes? These fall into two categories, modifiable and non-modifiable. Non-modifiable risk factors are those that cannot be changed, and these include age. With advancing age, there is an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Ethnicity. Some ethnic groups are at a higher risk of developing the condition. Men are more at risk of developing diabetes than women, and you're also more at risk if you have a family history of diabetes. Modifiable risk factors are those that an individual can change to decrease their risk. These include smoking cessation, improving a poor diet, increasing levels of physical activity, and reducing excess weight. To assess your risk of developing type 2 diabetes, you can use the Australian Diabetes Risk Tool, also known by the acronym AusDRisk. A copy of this tool is provided in the resources section for this podcast. If you score between 6 and 11 on the AusDRisk, please see your doctor to discuss lifestyle changes to lower your risk. If you score 12 or more on the AusDRisk, please see your doctor to arrange further testing, as you may be living with undiagnosed type 2 diabetes. Prevention or early detection and management are the best courses of action to prevent the devastating consequences of type 2 diabetes. So what are the symptoms that you may already be living with type 2 diabetes? These signs and symptoms often develop slowly. In fact, you can have type 2 diabetes for years and not know it. What you should look out for: an increase in thirst, a more frequent need to use the bathroom for urination, increased hunger, unintentional weight loss, increasing fatigue, blurred vision, wounds that are slow to heal, and more frequent infections. You may also notice darkened areas of skin, usually in the armpits and on the neck. If you notice any of the above signs or symptoms, or if you score 6 or more on the OSD risk tool, please visit your doctor for further investigations. In the next episode, we'll look at how exercise can help in the prevention and management of type 2 diabetes. I'm Dr. Sharon Hetherington. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. You can find more information on today's topic and extra resources to help you live an active lifestyle on our website, myactiveattitude.com. And subscribe to our email list, and we'll send you the latest content and resources straight to your inbox.